present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four contestants if they can speak for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we begin with the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you talk on Stephen Leacock, 67? 60 seconds starting now.
Educated at McGill University and known for the economic prosperity of Great Britain, a volume which I must say bears the imprint, or shall I say influence, of Milton.
And Clement Freud is challenged.
Milton. No, I'm thinking of Maynard Keynes, and I was thinking of Milton Keynes, which is a city. That's where I got
we
mixed
don't
up.
Mind what you were
you
thinking
understand?
Of, Kenny.
That's what I was after. I was after the name of the economist, you see, because yes. Leacock was a very famous economist. I mean, he's known really nowadays for his humorous stuff, but actually,
Kenneth,
he began as
you've
a very
lost the subject.
Economist. What?
Save it in case you get the subject back. You've lost it to Clement Freud with the
correct
challenge.
Yes, but I mean, it's still better if I go on, because I can see that woman is agog to hear more. I can see she look at her, she's gone red. Look at her. She's expecting to hear more. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, we want to hear some more, but not now.
Oh.
Clement Freud has a point for correct challenge, and there are 40 seconds on Stephen Leacock, Clement, starting now.
I think one of my favorite stories of his is called The Man Who Knew Coolidge, and concerns an individual, probably the author himself, who at university had come across the President of the United States and realized instantly how great the man was, because he once went up to him...
Peter Jones has challenged.
A repetition of man.
Yes, there was more than one man. And so, Peter, you have a correct challenge, and 24 seconds on Stephen Leacock, starting now.
Well, I'm terribly sorry to have missed this story about the man who knew Coolidge. However, there are others, and...
Andre Melle has challenged.
No hesitation about there others.
Yes,
it was a very sharp one, Andre, but as you haven't been with us for a while, I naturally will give it to you.
Do you mean if she'd been with us longer, it would have been less sharp?
Yes. No, Clement, I don't mean that. I mean that as it was a sharp challenge, I may not have given it to you or to Kenneth, but I will give it to Andre. With 16 seconds, Andre, on Stephen Leacock, starting now.
The only Stephen Leacock I ever knew was about 8 and had red hair and freckles and kissed me in the locker room of the prep school.
Deviation. This is disgraceful. I've not come here. I've not come here to listen to the confessions of a scarlet woman. What's all this about being chased?
It wasn't Scarlet Woman at the age of 8.
Well, she said he had red hair, didn't she?
He had the red hair, not Andre.
Well, it's scarlet enough, isn't it? I mean, this is a family show. I've come all the way from Great Portland Street.
I still think that Andre was not deviating from Stephen Leacock, and even if she was in the locker room, she hadn't yet become scarlet. Maybe you were embarrassed and became scarlet at the thoughts. There are 9 seconds on Stephen Leacock, Andre, starting now.
Stephen Leacock was very embarrassed. I think he'd been dared to do it, and he didn't enjoy it very much. I remember it well myself, as it was the first
Clement
time.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of remember.
Yes, you did remember before, I'm afraid, Andre. Clement's got in with only 3 seconds to go on Stephen Leacock, starting now.
A man went...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, don't be wrong.
Was, definitely, wasn't it? Yes, they agreed. They all agreed.
No, I have to be fair. 2.5 seconds on Stephen Leacock, Clement, starting now.
The manager of the bank...
Shh! That's a disgrace. That's nothing to do with Stephen Leacock. That's nothing to do with Stephen Leacock.
Clement Troy got an extra point then for speaking when the whistle went, and at the end of the first round has a lead, quite a commanding lead over the others. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and we'd like you to talk on the subject of aestheticism for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
Aestheticism is the sort of word which is in at the moment, in that ecology...
Andre Melle has challenged.
In that in, 2 inns.
Yes, the in was so definite, I will allow it, Andre, and say that you have 54 seconds, Andre, on aestheticism starting now.
My admiration of Kenneth Williams' nostrils could be called pure aestheticism. They are not of this earth. They are delicate in their beauty and make me think of higher things, the curve, the aristocratic, wide edifice.
Who stopped her? Who dared stop her? Oh, dear.
She was doing lovely, wasn't she?
Peter Jones, Doctor.
I did. It was getting up my nose.
Yeah, oh, yes, it would, wouldn't it? Because it's not in as the subject, that's why. Quite infuriating.
So why do you challenge me?
Nothing to do with this aestheticism.
Of course it is. Have a look at my conch, mate. You can see what it's got to do with it.
Well, I quite agree. I mean, it's debatable.
No, you mustn't agree. What are you talking about? My nose has been compared with Ellen of Troy. Ellen of Troy.
I think it's appalling.
How dare you? You want to shut your mouth, mate? I'll get you after.
What?
I'll get you after.
I mean, in these days of plastic surgery, there's no excuse for anyone walking about like that.
What a mean advantage. I had to have that operation, mate, because I couldn't breathe through either passage. Both of them were bunged. I was bunged up completely. That's why I had to have a rebore.
I had to have a rebore
right the way through.
We weren't talking about your rebore.
We were talking about your bore, actually.
Andre was not deviating from the subject, so she keeps it. And there are 38 seconds left, Andre, starting now.
I suppose I have to go on with this subject, which in a way I felt I had, perhaps.
Peter Clement Freud is challenged. So, what's your challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. And there are 32 seconds, Clement, on aestheticism starting now.
Perhaps a field of daffodils at dusk sums up this better than anything else. I remember once calling into the north part of Great Yarmouth, and there, where the sand dunes ended and the Dutch had planted bulbs, they sprang up yellow and fervently, passionately beautiful.
Clement, Kenneth Williams,
a deviation. This has nothing to do with aesthetics. It's to do with a trip to Yarmouth.
You mean that the Dutch planted bulbs on near the beach at Great Yarmouth?
Yeah, what were the Dutch doing in Yarmouth? That's another thing.
They
That's deviation.
In Little Holland they planted there.
Of course, Little Holland. Nothing to do with Yarmouth.
There's no bulbs near on the beach at Great Yarmouth.
Yes, deviation.
Yes, of course, Kenneth. You have 10 seconds on aestheticism starting now.
I suppose it would be best summed up in the words of William Morris, who did so much to the Art Nouveau of England, the Pre-Raphaelite school, oh, a great deal, to his beautiful Renaissance.
Are you all right, Mr. Barrett?
Kenneth Williams was speaking then when the whistle went, so he gets that extra point, which, of course, I forgot to mention.
Does that mean I'm in the lead?
No, but you're catching up with Clement Freud, who's still in the lead. Andre Merritt's in second place. But Peter's turn to begin. Peter, innuendo. A great deal of that in our programme. Would you talk on the subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
Yes, I don't really like it very much. It's a kind of sly way of making digs at people. And, I was...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, hesitation.
I think so, Kenneth. Yes, 52 seconds on innuendo, Kenneth, starting now.
No, I don't think that what Mr. Peter Jones...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, I disagree with that one. 50 seconds on innuendo with you, Kenneth, starting now.
Innuendo can be the source of a lot of humour, and some of it very pleasant indeed, because it takes the place of an open insult, the kind of sheer malevolent rudeness which is so often indulged in by the illiterate and the comic manqué. But I find this almost, so to speak, a safety valve wherein the imagination is allowed full rein and we can soar. Yes, you see, somebody else feels this too. The incredible...
Clement Freud is challenged again.
Repetition.
What?
If somebody else felt it too.
All right, a very good challenge, a good laugh, but we won't take the subject away. We won't give any points for that. Leave the subject with Kenneth with 9 seconds to go on innuendo starting now.
And of course it has been.
Clement Freud has challenged.
He said of course before.
I know he has, and he often
says... It's parts of speech, dear. You've got to say and.
Oh, it's very difficult. You have to watch your of courses. So, Clement, that was a correct challenge with 7 seconds on innuendo starting now.
When I saw you the other night with 3 ladies, none of which, as far as I know, were your wife.
Clement Freud got an extra point then again for speaking when the whistle went, and he's increased his lead at the end of that round. Andre Melle, your turn to begin. The subject is people I like. Would you talk on that? 60 seconds starting now.
All the people I like, I'm afraid, have to have one thing in common, and that is that they have to like me. I'm a Virgo, if you know what I mean, being born in September, and one of the things about us is that we do like to be liked very much. People who think that I am
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
40 seconds on people I like, Clement, starting now.
On the other hand, antelopes I can't stand. People are absolutely all right. Some of my very best friends belong to the human race. When you get to an elephant or rhinoceros, nay, let alone a rat, mouse, or kangaroo, I'm very much less in favor altogether, but people I like. To begin with, all those in the 8D classified London directory are particularly close to my heart. But even the E to K, I wouldn't speak against.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Two twos. A to B, E to K.
All right.
Well,
a tough
challenge.
You
have a wealth of applause behind you there.
A tough challenge, but it was legitimate, so I'll give it to you, Kenneth. And there are 9.5 seconds.
You can't repeat T-O twice.
You got me for of course, it's just as much a part of speech as two. So there, do you understand? I'm going to come right back. Do you think I'm going to sit here taking it, lying down?
Yes, well done. You've made your point. The audience are with you. 9.5 seconds. People I like, Kenneth, starting now.
People I like are forthcoming. They have no inhibitions at all. They say, hello, darling, come right in, put your feet up and have a cup of tea. There's no question about it.
And at the end of that round, Kenneth Williams speaking when the whistle went...
has leapt into the lead. Go on, say it. I'm in the lead.
Not yet. You're still in second place. So there's still a chance. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject, getting into trouble. 60 seconds starting now.
When I landed in Bombay, I was taken to a transit camp. Kalyan was the name of it. The night was boiling hot, the kind of tropical heat to which I was not used. I was put on armory guard duty. We had to pace a perimeter, meet the other sentry, say all was well, and continue the guard duty. I had a fag. I know it was wrong, but I couldn't help myself because the nerves were telling on me. And suddenly this officer came up and he said, are you smoking? And I said, oh yes, well, I'm so nervous I couldn't help myself. He says, the heat. He said, well, you're on a charge.
You've been challenged, you know that.
Oh, by?
Peter Jones.
Great
what
nitty
challenge,
is just
Peter?
A well, story. What a great nitty.
He did repeat several things.
Such as?
Heat was the last thing.
Yes.
And he repeated things
before
that.
I didn't. I said
that.
It was hot at first, and I said I was not used to such heat.
No, he
challenged... did, but you see, I was very interested in the story, really.
He was trying to let you go, but once you repeated guard, he felt you couldn't.
That was a hyphenated guard duty as opposed to guard.
We've had this before last
guard
week.
Duty is hyphenated.
Yeah, you have repeated yourself, Kenneth. I'm afraid I have to give it to Peter Jones. 32 seconds. Left. Getting into trouble, Peter, starting now.
You can easily get into trouble by doing absolutely nothing. Merely staying in bed, refusing to pay your income tax, not answering the door, or picking up the telephone, going out, pretending not to be in, or alternatively, if you happen to be married in the blessed state.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of in.
All right, Clement, I gave in against you last time. I will give it to you this time, and you have 10 seconds on getting into trouble, starting now.
The best way is to go into a bank and steal a lot of money, alternatively gold, silver, platinum, copper, zinc, tin.
Peter Jones has challenged.
You can't steal zinc in a bank.
Well, this is one of those difficult decisions because he did say...
Well, I don't think so.
No, he did say or alternatively. So, and therefore, it's only your imagination which decides, was it in a bank or was it alternatively outside?
And my imagination decided it was in the bank. That's
but
what he
right.
meant to say.
It's an impossible decision for me to make.
No, of course it isn't.
Audience, I'm going to put it to you. There's only half a second to go, so there's a lot of points to be made. If you agree with Peter's challenge, will you cheer for him? And if you disagree with his challenge, will you boo for Clement Freud? And will you all do it together now?
Boo.
The boos have it. Clement Freud was alternatively either in or out of the bank stealing zinc. Half a second, getting into trouble, Clement, starting now.
Six.
So the Clement Freud fan club is obviously in, probably all from Hackney or somewhere. And Clement has increased his lead at the end of that round. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, presence of mind. Will you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Oh, it's a wonderful gift, presence of mind. Absence of mind, of course, isn't a very nice thing to have. It's the opposite of it. But if you're climbing and you are falling down from the side of a mountain and you happen to remember or are able to think clearly about the things that you'd like to grab before gravity pulls you towards the earth, then presence of mind is a remarkable gift. And
Kenneth Williams has charged.
Gift twice, I'm afraid.
Yes, you said yes, it right at the beginning. Right, yes. Kenneth, you have the subject of presence of mind with 35 seconds left, starting now.
It's rather a misnomer, because if any civilized person is talking, obviously mind has to be inherent in their thought. Otherwise, we'd hear the ravings of lunatics. It's one of those sort of euphemisms which we come to accept in everyday language because of inherent laziness and a lack of an extensive vocabulary. Of course, we all can be called reasonably sane, otherwise, presumably.
André Melly has challenged.
I don't think we can all be called reasonably sane at all in this deviation.
Oh, I think we can all be called reasonably sane, or we can all be called reasonably mad. So I think it's quite a legitimate remark. It wasn't deviating, and certainly from the subject on the card. Kenneth, you have another point, and there are 8 seconds left, starting now.
It is typical that I was interfered with in my flow.
Peter Jones has challenged.
No one has interfered with him. They just challenged
him. I said interfere with in my flow.
Well, I don't know who flow is, and I don't want to know. I don't want to hear all about these dubious women that you bring along from time to time.
Obviously, you filled this place with your mates, haven't you?
So, what is your challenge, Peter?
I forget now. I don't know what it was, but it was terribly boring, wasn't it?
Yes, but I don't think it was deviated from the subject on the card. Kenneth, you have another point. With 5 seconds to go, starting now.
Presence of mind is something gentlemen possess, and very few women have it.
Kenneth got a number of points in that round, including one for speaking when the whistle went, and he has leapt forward.
Oh, God!
And he is now in the lead.
Yes.
Alongside Clement
Floyd. Oh,
but you're well up there anyway. André Melly, your turn to begin. The subject is getting rid of ants. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something you really have to do if you've got them. We had a large quantity in a small cottage we had in the country, and my husband was going through a kind of Buddhist reverence for life stage and was very torn, not knowing what to do about these particular insects. He asked them politely to go away. They took no notice. And one morning...
Kenneth Williams...
Deviation. He couldn't have asked them politely. Because they wouldn't understand what politeness was.
That's why they didn't go away.
Exactly.
And this is probably one of the more less reasonably sane people that André was referring to. So, André, you weren't deviating with the subject of the card.
And absolutely
you have,
true.
38 seconds on getting rid of ants, starting now.
I have no soft feelings for these particular small creatures.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation, she should have. They're all part of the creation. We should love everything, shouldn't we? She's got no time for an ant. That's nice, isn't it? That's nice.
Listen, whether she's got any time for an ant or not, she can say it. And she can still say it, whatever you may think about it, and not deviate from the subject. There are 18 seconds on getting rid of ants, André, starting now.
Those of us who have a particular affection for the creature in question...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition in particular.
Yes, indeed, that is correct, Peter. And you have now 17 seconds, Peter, on getting rid of ants, starting now.
Face up to them, look them squarely in the eye, and say to them...
Kenneth...
Deviation, you couldn't possibly look an ant in the eye.
Kenneth, I agree. If you faced up to them, you couldn't look an ant square in the eye.
I've got an idea. They move on an antennae system, which has nothing to do with the eye, as we know the eye.
Well, all right, look, I'm on your side, so don't try and make it...
Oh, you're on his side. Well, that's fine.
Oh, they never let me finish. Peter Jones has now left the studio. Oh, he's come back. That's good. I'm on his side on this particular challenge.
No, I see.
Mm. Yes. Kilkenneth, I agree with your challenge, which is really what is important, and you have 14 seconds on getting rid of ants, starting now.
Well, it's very simple. You take honey or sweet substances like treacle and such like, and spread...
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of like. Mm. Like yes. Treacle and such like.
What a pity. It's a perfectly correct challenge.
What do you mean, what a pity?
He's on
Kenneth's side.
Oh,
That's why, what a pity.
I'll make no bones about it. Clement Freud nearly always wins. Peter Jones wins a lot.
There's
Kenneth doesn't win as much
Chairman
as the others.
Thank you. You're very nice. You're absolutely truthful. I don't win a lot. And I think it's a disgrace.
He does.
Because I don't win, because I haven't got that kind of superiority that he's got.
And being perfectly fair, it was a correct challenge. So
yes.
Clement has six...
Yes, and I think, honestly, Kenneth, I think you and the chairman are going to win this game.
6 seconds, Clement, on getting rid of ants, starting now. And Kenneth Williams has challenged.
I haven't. He's got my buzzer in his hand.
So, Clement Freud, to illustrate beyond any shadow of doubt that he is one of the most sporting players of the game...
No, he got hold of it by mistake, you great fool, he ran!
...picked up Kenneth's buzzer and challenged himself for hesitation, and I agree with the challenge, Kenneth, so you have got the subject back with 6 seconds left on getting rid of ants, starting now.
Open your vacuum cleaner bag and put into it this sticky substance known as Verabella.
So with no help at all from the chairman, but with definite help from Clement Freud, Kenneth Williams has taken an undisputed lead at the end of that round. And Peter is in line. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject, very apt one that EMS has thought of for you, effervescence. Will you effervesce as you talk about the subject of effervescence for 60 seconds, starting now?
This quality is in lemonade and in certain chemical constituents. Haldane, the eminent chemist, once remarked, it is possible to analyze effervescent water and you're left with a number of components, but nothing you can drink. I thought it was very apt. Clapped him on the back in a jocular fashion. Oh, I said, you put your finger on it. You know the difference between soda water and the effort...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of water.
Yes, I have to allow that one, Kenneth. And Clement has another point, and he has... 22 seconds on effervescence, starting now.
There used to be a phonetic alphabet in which effervescence was one of the jokes, and I mean this very lightheartedly, which followed such things as A for horses, which didn't make me laugh either.
André Melle has challenged.
There were two fours. There was the A one and the F of four.
No, one was effervescence and the other was
F. Effervescence.
Ah, but the four is part of the word. F, and anyways, it's effervescence. Mm. It's not four.
You are rotten.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Clement has another point for an incorrect challenge.
Yeah,
and are 6 seconds left on effervescence starting now.
So I sent this sparkling man who jumped up on my seat, clapping me on the back, saying, hello.
No more time to play just a minute, and I have to tell you that being completely fair, as usual, Peter Jones finished in fourth place, but we heard from him to great effect. André finished in second place, and we heard to her with tremendous effect. Kenneth was in great form, but Clement Freud just overtook him at the end again, I'm afraid. And once again, Clement Freud is this week's winner. You've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute from all of us here. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.